long time ago, a great drought occurred in the region of Cape Horn, and the people were dying of thirst. Only the astute fox, known as Chilliwaya, found a lake. He told no one, and built instead a solid fence around it so that no one could enter. Hidden as such, he drank lots of water, concerned only with himself. However, after some time, the other people discovered this lake, and went as a group to ask the fox for a little bit of water. Chilliwaya did not even listen to their supplications, and expelled them with rude words. The condition of the people got increasingly worse, and when they were at the point of death, they decided in their desperation to send a message to the hummingbird, or Little Amora, an occasional visitor who had saved them before in times of crisis. Amora was always prepared to help others and arrived quickly. Although diminutive, this little tiny bird, man, spirit, is braver and bolder than any giant. When he arrived, the downcast people told him about their great sufferings, and indignant, Amora raised himself and rapidly undertook the flight towards where the egotist Chilliwaya was, and he confronted him directly, saying, "Listen, what is it that the people are telling me? Have you had access to a lake full of water, but you don't want to share it with other people, who will soon die of thirst?" The fox replied, "Why should I worry about the others? This lake has only a little water, and it barely has enough for me and my closest family. I cannot give anything to other people, because soon I'll suffer thirst myself." Upon hearing this, Amora became furious, and without replying to the fox, returned to the settlement. He reflected briefly and rapidly arose again, took his sling, and flew back to the fox. Along the way, he collected several sharp stones, and when he was within sight of the fox and was sufficiently near, he shouted to him, "Are you going to share your water for now and for always with the other people? Come on, don't be so egotistical. If you don't spare water, they will die of thirst." The fox answered indifferently, "They can all die of thirst. Why should I worry? I can't give water to each one of the people who live here, or else my family and I will also die of thirst." Amora was so offended he couldn't control himself any longer, and furiously fired a sharp stone with his sling, killing the fox with the first throw. The rest of the community had been watching and became happy, running to the place. Rapidly, they broke down the fence, went to the lake, and drank, satiating their thirst. They drank so much that the lake became completely empty, and a few birds that had arrived too late barely found a few drops with which they moistened their throats. Then the wise owl, Sira or Sita, the grandmother of Amora, said to the birds that arrived late, "Collect the mud from the bottom of the lake and fly to the peak of the mountains and fling the mud over them." The little birds flew, and their balls of mud gave birth to springs that became watercourses. It spouted from the mountains, forming small streams and large rivers that flowed through the ravines. When all the people saw this, they were extremely happy and drank great quantities of fresh, pure water that was much better than the water of the lake. And now all find themselves safe again. Today, all those watercourses still flow down from the mountains and provide exquisite water. Since that time, no one should die of thirst.
Akamak simum paka sima simank ketemani akan cakamak kamu setukar kicin atau kicin telmud sim bakul tula kuntanka akun tan fumai umur kicika sim hai tula pake tula iska sima awah tepa tula ustakat sima hai pake cil temani garuk sanka pake tula hai sima sanka Hawan hawa famil dan ka yihutup ke tuli san kapaf pake hitul kancitra cisya ya kimutup usi paka kancitra sima psi hitutup tek humuri kilar sima ciloya pakur taku kan sima kundan ka tul ka yar pun ka yar kyan umuran cika kagwani kadra kit kagudra marakuta Kut sen argeton, sima psi, simang hen, jiloyahan kapakur tul sima. kit kudan ki pa ku thula kasim ant sake kich ka ya bimat sa khata kar umur chilo ant ka ya bimat ke ya bimat ra umur chil chilo ant ka chilo ek kudan ra kit kum da sa pa thul sim kudan ke pa ke thul sim kyan ka thulai thul sim kyan ka kushta ka to pan ke mala khoi hura pak kar hoy pa ku thul kyan ka sim Chilanska color content sim kumwelala kit kumwela pakana kamak sim up socket. Spoke of winnicutter. Sita Umura chikuluan kitu. Come winnicutter kitu. Alakan watwala pakana sim. Kayer can speak here happy hundanka. Gutaner can see the gutaner. Alusinin atamusinin kitsun tan kwan inhan pakakolashun baganupi kamello salar kantan mako kalung shiya sima mitu benmutu kalumahan tal sima.